Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY 2021 earnings call of MOIL Limited, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Chandak from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Malika. Good day to everyone, and I welcome you all to the Q4 FY 2021 earnings conference call for MOIL Limited. We have the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Chaudhari, Director of Finance, Mr. Tumhane, as well as the other members of the management team, including the Company Secretary, Mr. Neeraj. Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity to host this call. Before much ado, I would hand over the floor to you for your opening comments, after which we'll take over the Q&A. Thank you very much. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Vishal. Good evening to all of you. I welcome all to the con call hosted by DAM Capital. I am thankful to Mr. Vishal Chandak for arranging this con call. First, I would comment on the quarter four results. MOIL has produced 4.02 lakh empty manganese ore against 3.33 lakh empty in January to March 2020. This is an improvement of around 21%. Core production, that is production excluding fines. Fines are generated during the production of manganese ore, so this is not our core production. We don't produce fines. These are generated. Excluding this, the core production has increased from 2.66 lakh empty in last year to 3.41 lakh empty. This is up by around 28%. Sales of manganese ore have increased to 4.13 lakh empty, which were 2.97 lakh empty in January to March 2020. This is an increase of 39%. Sales of core product, that is non-fines ore, have increased to 3.54 lakh empty from 2.32 lakh empty. This is up by 53%. Turnover during the quarter is 450 crores. This is the highest ever achieved by the company in any quarter, and which was around 249 crores last year. This is up by a whopping 81%. Average realizations in respect of manganese ore have increased to 9,914 per metric ton from rupees 7,584 per metric ton in the last year. This is higher by around 31%. Accordingly, the net profit during the quarter has increased to 116 crores as against 13 crores. This is up by around 800%. So far as annual results are concerned, our production during the year is 11.44 lakh empty as against 12.77 lakh empty in 2019-20. This is lower by around 10%. You are aware that lockdowns have impacted, after 15th or 20th of March 2020, the lockdowns were imposed. In 2020-21, it has impacted us for more than two months. For the sake of understanding, I would say, it would be interesting to note that manganese ore production from quarter two to quarter four, so I am excluding quarter one in which some disturbance was there for a part of the quarter. From quarter two to quarter four in 2020 was 10,09,000 metric tons as against 9.60 lakh empty in earlier period. This shows an improvement of around 5%. Similarly, annual production of EMD, electrolytic manganese dioxide, and ferromanganese, these are two value-added products, is slightly on lower side during the full year. 949 empty EMD against 992 empty in the earlier year, and 8,851 empty ferromanganese as against 10,421 empty in earlier year. The quarter two to quarter four performance shows improvement of 41% in EMD and 20% in ferromanganese. That's how, the loss of production in first quarter has been partially made up by us. See, so far as underground, I mean, you, all of you know, 65% of the production of manganese ore comes from underground mines. So it's very difficult to ramp up production all of a sudden. So when there is a, I mean, lockdown kind of situation was prevalent for more than 2 months, it was very difficult to make up it entirely. So we could increase it only to the extent of 5%. Sales of manganese ore have increased to 12.1 lakh MT as against 11.8 lakh MT in earlier year. This is up by marginally 3%. Turnover during the year is 1177 crores as against 1038 crores in last year. So this is up by 13%. Average realization for the whole year is 8000 in respect of manganese ore. It is 8767 per metric ton. Earlier year it was 8217. So this is higher by around 7%. So net profit during the year is 177 crores against 248 crores last year. This is impacted adversely due to the sunk cost of around 100 crores incurred during lockdowns. See, we have some fixed expenses mostly comprising of salaries and electricity bills. So these can't be avoided. So this sunk cost is estimated to be around 100 crores. We have an exceptional item of contribution to PM CARES Fund and Chief Minister's Relief Fund, that is around 50 crores. And there is a reduction in returns on investments. We have some fixed deposits and mutual fund investments to the tune of around 1900 crores on 31st March 2021. So this has impacted our other income adversely to the extent of around 70 crore rupees. So that's it. I mean, that's the reason that there is a reduction of around 75 crores in profit, net profit. And on the achievements part, I would like to highlight, we have already given information to the stock exchange that for the first time, Moil has got a patent. It's on innovation in technology. We have underground mines and underground mines, the voids created due to extraction of ore. The ore is mined out. So this is done by sand sowing operations. I mean, sand is the voids are filled up by sand. So sand is a scarce natural resource, and as a project we had taken up to reduce the consumption of sand and substitute it with some other materials. So as a part of that project, we have done something. We have used our jigged waste materials, and then pebbles have been crushed and used in the mines, and we have also tied up with power plant producers for supply of bottom ash. So this has partially replaced so far, and this innovation is the major breakthrough. The waste rock available at the mines is treated, and sand like particles are created which have the same flowability as of sand. And this can be partially, mostly replaced by, this material can be replaced. So the consumption is around 10 crore rupees, annually at this point of time, but then this is going to increase. So company is going to save something, as well as the environmental impacts will come down. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and 1 now. The first question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Good evening, Mr. Rahul.
Yes, I have good numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, you could give us some guidance as to how the volumes are looking for this year and year after, and also some color on how the CapEx program is, you know, proceeding. We have this big plan to go to 2.5 million tons over the next 3 years. So some roadmap as to what success you have seen in this year. Yeah, that is my first question. And secondly, on also on price.
Let me finish off the first question. That's better. Okay, otherwise I would forget it.
Sure.
Okay. So we have production plan of around 14,50,000 tons for the current year. This is under finalization. And say around 50,000 tons is consumed captively. So balance 14 lakh will be available for sale. But then you are aware that during the first quarters, partially it has the production has been affected. So we will try to make it up. But then the production plan as of today stands at 14,50,000 tons. And so far as capex plans are concerned, we have a plan of around 293 crores for the current year. This takes into consideration the lower capex. We will be incurring some capex which was due in fact in the earlier year, so on the shaft sinking activities also. We have two major projects of shaft sinking at Balaghat and Gunga mines. So during the last year 2020-21, the work was affected, and the Chinese team had gone back to their places. So we could not have done the shaft sinking. So as against a capex target of 187 crores on these projects, we could incur only 5 crore rupees. So now the Chinese team has come back to Balaghat. Gunga team is yet to arrive. They are saying by 30th June they will arrive. So let us see. 30th June or by 15th of July, we can expect to commence the work at Gunga mine also. Balaghat work has already started, and it is operating at around 80% capacity. I mean, they are doing their work. So initial startup activities have are over. So now shaft sinking has started. So mostly the project, both the projects are both the projects are affected at least by 15 months.
Right.
Okay. So that's it.
15 months. So you're saying by the year end we should be complete for both these projects?
No. The work has started only in April, that too on Balaghat. Gunga has yet to start.
Right.
So
accordingly,
it will take so around June 2022 and August 2022, I think, for Gunga project.
Thank you. Yes, I'm coming to on pricing. Sir, how are we seeing pricing of late? And also, there is some talk on manganese being added in battery and things like that. Any view on those things? For electric vehicles, something, you know, there are some news reports on these things.
Okay, yes. EMD is used in electric vehicles also. So far as pricing is concerned, you know, we have been maintaining price parity. So, but then we also take into consideration the prices of, I mean, domestic scenario in respect of ferroalloys production. I mean, their selling prices, their production patterns, and then inventory levels, as well as in monsoon, the turnover, I mean, production as well as sales are affected. So, taking all these factors into consideration, we have taken a decision to roll out the prices this month. But then earlier, it was slightly marginally on higher side as compared to the import prices. So that's why this decision was taken. So the prices are volatile. So it's very difficult to say. See, it depends on the Chinese port stocks.
How are they currently? Like what you compared, say, 6 months ago?
Around 2 to 3 million tons of difference is there, I think.
Right.
I mean, oh, sorry, 0.223, not 2 to 3. So.
Oh, okay, okay, 0.223. Okay, so thank you. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit D from BNP Paribas.
Hello, Mr. Abhijit.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a good performance.
Thank you, thank you.
So, you know, I was very interested to see that for the first time you could produce more than 4 lakh tons in any quarter
yes.
of manganese ore. So my question was, you know, obviously you alluded to the previous question, but on a steady state basis, of course, barring the monsoon quarter, can you produce, you know, 400,000 tons?
We have proven that.
Sorry?
We have proved that.
Yeah, you have proved that, but on a steady state basis, you know.
Steady
I just
state.
Wanted to know whether there was some...
barring monsoon season board. And in case
yeah.
there are no disturbances like COVID this quarter also, this has, it has impacted us.
Yeah, okay.
So,
okay.
We have established that we can produce 4 lakh tons.
Okay, okay. And as and when, you know, Gumgaon and Balaghat ramps up, that number can go higher. Is what you're
saying? Yes.
Okay, okay. So, you are, so if I'm not mistaken, sir, by 2025, you're talking about a capacity of 2 million tons overall in terms of, you know, production of manganese ore. So you are going to, and despite the, you know, kind of delays you have seen in some of your CapEx projects, are you sticking to that number, sir, for 2025?
Oh, we are trying hard to make it up.
Okay. Right, sir. And lastly, sir, of late, especially in the last 3-4 months, we have seen quite a sharp, you know, jump in ferroalloy prices.
Yes.
Globally and also in India, of course, and Indian exports of ferroalloys have also picked up quite well.
Yes.
Because of the various disruptions across the globe in terms of supply. Traditionally, sir, many of these ferroalloy companies were dependent on, you know, ore imports, manganese ore imports, rather than buying much from the domestic market. So over the last, you know, 1 or 2 years, you know, have you seen things change, at least on that front? And going ahead, do you think domestic, you know, mining companies like yours can have a, you know, higher market share with them?
See, I would say that whatever we have produced, we have been able to sell.
Okay.
So, I mean, the balance, I mean, the other producers, whatever they contribute, the balance has to be imported.
Right. So, in other words, what you're saying is if you can ramp up your own production, there will be takers for that.
We don't have any marketing issues. I don't foresee any problem on that front.
Okay. But some of them always, you know, tend to complain about the, you know, grade which oil supplies to them, especially the higher grade. Any comments on that, sir?
No, I don't think I need to comment on that.
Okay.
I mean, we have our quality control set up also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Right. Thank you. Thanks. Same to you. Bye.
Thank you. We would like to remind participants that you may press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prashant Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Prashant.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good evening. Prashant ji.
Good evening, and thank you and congratulations for a great achievement on the last year.
Thanks.
Yeah, I just want to know a little bit in this quarter, like current quarter, there is any production or sale impacted during current quarter or not?
I mean, you are talking about January to March 2021 or April to June 2021?
April to
June 2021, definitely it is impacted, but then not to the extent it was impacted in the earlier year.
Okay. So comparatively last year is...
Comparatively position is better.
Okay. And what is the expectation for the current year, first half or second half? It should be better than the last year overall?
It should be, because the production increase that we have been able to achieve in the last quarter, I mean that is January to March 2021, that has, that I mean we will try to achieve that kind of performance every quarter, barring monsoon season. So improvement has to be there. And as I told you in response to an earlier query, our annual production target for the year is 14.50 lakh tons.
Okay. Thank you.
To some extent, it will be affected due to lockdowns. I mean, not lockdowns. I mean, slowdown during this period.
But then the target is 14.50.
May, practically more affected in the month of May during the little bit of second wave increase.
No, it, I mean from March itself it has affected us.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi, sir. Vipul. Congratulations for a very good set of numbers.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sir, can you, I think I missed your opening just now, so can you give me the production number for quarter and year?
Oh.
Because I, you don't put it on the website, that's why.
No, it is there on the website.
It is there on the
website. Website of Mohil? Yes. Okay, in short I will tell you, current quarter production was 4.02 lakh MT against 3.3 lakh MT in the earlier period. So, increase of 21% and Manganese ore sales have increased to...
Sorry, out of 4.02, yeah, you were saying manganese?
Many. 4.202 lakh is manganese ore production during the quarter January to March 21 as against 3.3 lakh metric tons in January to March 2020. So, that's an increase of 21%.
Okay.
Sales of manganese ore have improved to 4.13 lakh MT from 2.97 lakh MT. So, this is an increase of 39%.
Okay. Okay. And whenever you send the notice to stock exchange, there are SMGR grade and EMD. So, what is the difference between the two and what is the difference between the realization between the two?
No. We send details about ferrograde. I mean, non-fine.
Ferrograde, SMGR grade. Manganese 30, manganese 25.
So, ferrograde features the highest returns.
Okay.
Okay. Then, silico-manganese grades.
Okay.
And then, fines are, they are still lower. Electrolytic manganese dioxide is a value-added product. So,
That constitutes how much percentage of your production?
Around 10 crore rupees turnover. Not more. Not much.
Not more. Okay.
Not much.
So, between your major production,
mm-hmm.
if you have to split between the three, generally how it is split?
I couldn't get you, sorry.
No, means I'm not able because there are different type of grades. I'm trying to understand that out of your total production quantity, how much is of different grades? Yeah.
See, ferrograde was around 2.16 lakh MT in the current quarter.
Okay.
As against 1.76 lakh MT in the January to March 20 quarter. Then silico manganese grade was 1.23 lakh in the current quarter as against 0.90.
Okay.
And fines were at 0.61 lakh MT against 0.61 lakh MT against 0.67 lakh MT.
So how is the realization varies between the all the three? Ferrograde, silicon and fine?
Ferrograde is around 15,000 rupees.
Per metric ton.
Per metric ton. Silico manganese grade is around 5,500.
5,500.
Fines fetch around 2,500 to 3,000 rupees. This quarter it has fetched 2,757 to be very precise.
Okay, and when your expansion project ends, what will be your nameplate production capacity?
I didn't get you, sorry.
When you're, I think you're expanding at Balaghat.
Yes, Balaghat and Gumbau project. So, the Balaghat
once
production will be
completed,
right
what
now,
will be our total production capacity?
Right now, we are producing around 3 lakh metric tons at Balaghat. So, the production capacity after our horizontal development in the new shaft is completed will be ramped up to around 6.67 lakh metric tons.
So overall how much it will increase?
So overall it will be for the company as a whole it will be around 16 to 17 lakh metric tons.
16 to when that will happen? At the end of this financial year?
No. At the end of this financial year, even shaft sinking activities will not be completed. Okay. So, shaft sinking is delayed by around 15 months. So the projects are, time overrun is there. So the project should be completed by June 2022 and maybe August 22. So accordingly, and thereafter the horizontal development is to be taken up. So horizontal development itself takes around 1 to 1.5 years. Then the overproduction starts, and that too it increases gradually. It's not that in the first year itself we'll be producing extra 3 lakh tons. So initially,
so extra 3 lakh ton, it will have to wait another
2-3 years. It is a or at least 4 years it will take, I would say.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Vishal Chanda from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Vishal.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, a couple of months ago, you had put up a press release saying that the joint venture with Steel Authority of India for production of ferroalloys jointly, that had been shelved off. And you are now independently progressing towards setting up your own ferroalloys plant.
Yes.
So, what is the status over there? By what time can we see the plant commissioning and how the financials will change? Because once that plant comes up, you would be consuming part of the manganese ore captively and producing and selling ferroalloys.
Yes.
So, how would the economics change and what time frame will it take? Some light on that project, sir.
So far as Gumbau project is concerned, we have purchased land. And we have filed application for environmental clearance. So the terms of reference, which is the first step towards grant of environmental clearance, has been completed. Now some studies are going on, some reports are to be filed with them, and thereafter the case would be taken up by the expert advisory committee for grant of EC. In the intervening period, we are finalizing our technical specifications and tender documents. So this activity is being carried out parallelly. And thereafter, we would float the tenders after getting environmental clearance. And the award of work will happen thereafter only. It takes around 18 months for putting up the plant. So the environmental clearance may take around 6 months from now, because we have recently received the terms of reference. So accordingly, it is 2023, around 2022 or 23, we'll be able to complete the project.
Okay. So this is as
far as Balaghat ferroalloys plant is concerned, land purchase is going on. Thereafter, the same activity, filing application for environmental clearance and then doing all those things, that would be done. In case of Balaghat mine, since the Gumbau project, technical specifications and everything will be ready, there we will save some time.
So, wouldn't it be both the tenders, being awarded simultaneously? Or you have the, retain the optionality to award the same and same?
Before getting the environmental clearance, it's difficult, place the order for
And what would be the capacity of these?
It's 50,000 tons at Balaghat mine and 25,000 tons at Gumbau mine. Silico mine.
Got it. And sir, what would be the capex over there?
Capex put together is 100 to 425 crores. Around 260 crores for Balaghat and the balance for this Gumbau project.
So Gumbau, the capex would be smaller, but capacity would be higher.
No, capacity is just half.
You mentioned 260 crores for Balaghat.
Balaghat.
Or is Gumbau?
Balaghat. Around 165 crores for Gumbau project.
And Gumbau is 50 kt.
Gumbau is 25,000 tons. Balaghat is 50,000 tons.
Oh, that's okay. Got it. Yeah. Sir, of late, you know, there was a question regarding manganese ore, of manganese production in EV, and of late there has been a lot of discussions with regard to, you know, refining of manganese, because China is controlling about 80% of the manganese metal refining capacity globally. So any plans to set up manganese refining capacity rather than just sticking on to intermediaries like ferroalloys, because EV is going to explode like anything, and you know, this would be the next big opportunity.
Yes, this is a very good opportunity, so we are looking into it. Already we are in the electrolytic manganese dioxide segment, which is also used for producing e-vehicle batteries. So EMM is also we are trying. I mean, some research work is going on. We have assigned jobs to our research institute to do this, and we will be going ahead with this with the plans once the success comes.
Yeah, and lastly, just one question from my side, sir. You talked about the patent on the backfilling of the mines. So what kind of benefits do we see from this patent other than the environmental benefit? Is there a cash flow benefit also coming through?
Yes. Definitely it will be there, because we are spending huge amount on transportation, so that will come down. Mostly we will try to use the waste rock generated at the underground mines only to convert it into the M sand, I would say. Okay, so we will save on the transportation cost. Around 10 crores, I said, we are spending on this at present. So that will come down. And eventually when our production goes up, the activity level goes up, this amount will also go. So to that extent, the savings would also increase.
Right, sir. That's very helpful. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. We would like to remind participants that you may press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prashant Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening again, Mr. Prashant.
Good evening, sir. There is any plan for buyback or disinvestment or bonus in the current financial?
See, disinvestment plans are made by Government of India. So, as of today, there is no, nobody has talked to us about this. And already, we are around 35% is our equity in public. So, I don't think there is any further scope. And buyback ke liye, as per the guidelines issued by DIPAM, this year we will have to examine that issue, but then it's too premature to talk about it at this stage.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Anand Shah from ICICI Prudential Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Anand.
Congratulations for good result. Sir, thoda, I joined a little late. Just wanted to get an understanding if you have guided for the capacity, because we are doing capex to increase capacity to 3 million ton by 2030.
Yeah.
Where do we stand in terms of our capex, and when do we see the production ramp up to 2 million ton and 3 million ton?
Since you have missed something, instead of repeating the whole thing, I would request you. Probably the recording of this call is being put on our website tomorrow, or on BSU website also. Okay, so there you will be able to get all the details, so we can save our precious time.
Perfectly, all right. Thank you, sir.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Gandhi from Future Generally Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Sagar.
Hello, sir. Sir, my question is, the EMD that we produce in the current form, is there, is it currently used in electrical vehicle batteries?
No. It requires further refinement. The iron content has to be brought down. The lead content has to be brought down. So these two things are there. We have been partially successful in this. But then it needs to be refined further. So the experiments are going on. And we have also engaged two research labs to carry out the experiments on our behalf. So after we are through, then we will be planning to have our plants.
So, sir, in your judgment, how close we are to success? Is it, will it be 50%, 60%, 90% or how?
See. For research projects, I don't think anybody can answer this question. Okay.
So, I mean, my only understanding of this EMD was that there is a lot of EMD that
we
is being...
We have improved it drastically in the past 2-3 years. Okay, when we have started carrying out experiments on in our plant, in-house research we have carried out, so drastic improvement in the quality has been there. That is also one of the reasons that our average realizations, which used to be around 75,000 tons earlier, per ton earlier, it is now 1,21,000 and it is absorbed by the market well. So there has been good improvement in the quality, but then something further needs to be done.
Okay.
For e-vehicle batteries.
And sir, those who have complete technology in this segment, what are their realizations?
Moil is the only producer in India.
Yeah, and what I understand is at least 10 times of what you produce is being imported into India. So what I was just thinking is if you could capture on this market, it can be a big segment for you in future.
Yes, of course. That's why we are trying very seriously.
Okay. So our realizations for these players who are exporting to India...
Even after improvement, it won't improve drastically. It
okay.
may see some increase, because already in the segment in which, I mean, we are producing, we are having import price parity.
Okay. So only volumes mean there is a possibility
volume
that volumes
import
may...
substitution is something which matters for the country as a whole.
Right.
So we are seriously doing this.
Okay. And but there cannot be any timeline, you believe through which you, by when you will be successful.
Research is going on.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Chanda from DAM Capital Advisors Limited.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you very much everyone for participating in this call, and I would just request Mr. Chaudhary to give us closing remarks.
Okay, thanks to all for this con call, and my best wishes to all of you. Thank you, and thanks to Vishalji and DAM Capital also. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you, madam. Thanks, Vishalji.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. All the best.